took you, my heart from you. You still seem to turn the screw. 87,7, είμαστε λίγα λεπτά μετά τις 5. Είμαστε στην Παρασκευή. Το πρώτο τραγούδι που ακούσαμε έχει τίτλο Obsession. Αυτός που ακούσαμε ήταν ο Desmond Child, το οποίο Desmond Child βρίσκεται στην Ελλάδα και ετοιμάζεται για μια τέλεια συναυλία τη Δευτέρα 27 του μήνα. Desmond Rocks the Parthenon, Desmond Child Rocks the Parthenon στο Ηρώδιο, και τον έχουμε καλεσμένο στο στούντιο να μας μιλήσει για αυτή τη συναυλία και να ακούσουμε και τη μουσική του. Hello Desmond, welcome to NLFCO.
Γεια σου.
Γεια σου. Όλα καλά.
Όλα καλά. That's the song I wrote with Phoebus,
yeah,
for Sakis Roubas so long ago.
No, it's not so long ago.
Oh, it, no, it was very long ago.
Time is fluid, so we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, well, it is fluid in Greece, that's for sure.
Yeah. So you're here in Athens for this great concert with great cause.
Yes, Desmond Child Rocks the Parthenon was a concept of Phoebus, who had always been saying to me, come and play your music in Athens. And so we came up with this great, collection of artists that's coming to the show. Alice Cooper, Bonnie Tyler, The Rasmus, Rita Wilson, Sakis Roubas. We have Chris Willis. We have Lena Hall, George Lembesis. I mean, it's a cavalcade of stars. And all of us are here to lend our voices to the international cry for the return of the Parthenon sculptures to Greece. Now we say the reunification,
yeah,
of the Parthenon.
I don't like that term. It's wrong. Anyway,
which term?
The reunification. I think that everything should be in their own place all the time. So that the thing that we are talking about this, it's but anyway, it's time to talk about bringing everything back here.
Well, I just want to say one thing about that, is that it's beautiful that we have big collections in the Louvre and the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, where children that can't afford to travel can come and see the real thing and can look at a beautiful, you know, Greek statue and all of that. But the Parthenon sculptures, that's different. And everybody knows it. And when you walk into the British Museum and you stand before the real marbles, you get goosebumps everywhere, because marble is not a stone, marble is alive. And those sculptures have a destiny to return. You feel that, it's a spiritual thing. And that's why I care so much about this cause.
Great. You have been in Greece quite a few times, I guess, just because you're talking like that.
My husband Curtis and I have been coming here since our children were four or five years old. They're twins, Roman and Nero, and we've traveled everywhere in Greece and love every single part of it. But we always land in Folegandros, which is our favorite little, you know, special place, and we stay there longer and longer and longer every visit. So now we're staying there, you know, months at a time, and so we're not tourists anymore. We're actually part of the family, and everybody just, you know, brings us into their real lives, not the, you know, the tourist world.
Yeah.
And so we love that, and we know everybody, and we're there for them, for the, you know, the births and the baptism and the weddings and the funerals. We're part of the life, and we're so happy to be included, especially because we're a special family, and we've never ever experienced a controversy or anything other than open arms and love and hugs from everyone we've met in Greece.
Nice, very nice. Shall we continue with music?
Yes.
Okay. NLFCO Ζουκ 88,7. Μπορεί να σας φαίνεται λίγο περίεργη σήμερα η μουσική, αλλά όταν έχεις εδώ τον άνθρωπο που έχει φτιάξει αυτά τα τραγούδια, δεν γίνεται και να μην ακούσεις και να μην μάθεις και τις σωστές ιστορίες. That was Alice Cooper with Poison. It's one of your songs.
Yes, I'm so proud of the album that I co-wrote and produced with Alice Cooper called Trash, and especially the song Poison, because I don't know where the inspiration for that song came from. We wrote it in just an hour, but it has all of these complicated key changes that even the band now that's playing in the show that I'm doing, Desmond Child Rocks the Parthenon, they're like, why did you write those chords? We're having trouble trying to figure this out. The guitar goes up and then it goes down and then it goes up again. And so it was very inspired. And working with Alice Cooper is a delight. He's one of the nicest, sweetest, most generous people. He tells the greatest stories. And you know that Alice Cooper is a character.
The stage name, and
it's more than a stage name. It's a brand. It's epic. That was the name of his band, and so everybody thought his name was Alice, and so that's how it started. So very long ago, and but the truth is, his real name is Vincent Fournier, and his father was a preacher. So if you listen to the songs of Alice Cooper, there's always a moral component. So if he cuts the head off a doll, then his head has to go in the guillotine because, you know, he doesn't get away with anything. And, you know, people love heroes, but they also love the villains. And that's part of our makeup as human beings. We have both inside us, heroes and villains.
The right balance. Alice Cooper is one of your guests in the show on Monday.
Yes, Alice is so wonderful that in the middle of his tour, he's flying here just for the show. And I'm just so delighted that he's going to be a part of it. And it means a lot to me.
And Bonnie Tyler is a guest in your show.
Bonnie Tyler is one of the most wonderful, happiest, like, generous artist. I mean, she laughs from her gut, and she sings from there too. And one of the things that makes Bonnie Tyler special is that when she comes to sing a song in the studio, she has the songs memorized. So she's not like every other artist with a little piece of paper floating around writing notes and you know, falls on the ground and then they have to pick it up and then they, no. She comes and stands in front of the mic. She'll sing the song two times and finito.
Finito. Preparation.
Preparation. But she understands the role of a singer. And this is what I've always tried to communicate to all the singers I've ever worked with, is that if you're not feeling the words of the music every single moment of singing, no one's going to feel it. No one's going to want
right.
it.
Yeah.
No one's gonna buy it. So that's why her career is timeless, and she's one of the most distinctive singers of all time.
Let's hear Total Eclipse of a Heart. Ελευκό 88,7, αυτή ήταν η Bonnie Tyler και το Total Eclipse of the Heart, Δευτέρα 27 Ιουνίου, Desmond Child Rocks the Parthenon στο Ηρώδιο. Αν θέλετε να μάθετε για εισιτήρια και πολλές λεπτομέρειες, enlevko.fm και enlevko app, εκεί θα βρείτε τα πάντα. I'm talking about tickets for the show. I'm sure it's going to be a sold out show.
Oh my God, it's been so exciting. And every day they tell me that, you know, those tickets are selling out. It's like, wow, I get goosebumps thinking about being at the Herodion. It's like yesterday I went there and I stood next to the statue of Maria Callas, and I put my hand on her hand. And she's looking up at the Herodion, and I think, wow, how many times did she sing there? And and it just moved my heart. And it's like, you know, it's like one of those, you know, kind of like, I'm not worthy.
No, don't say
but,
that.
But she's one of my favorite singers of all time. And, you know, she had such majesty and grace. She was a real diva. And I love that. And so, you know, just it just started giving me goosebumps thinking about, you know, the people that sang there, Frank Sinatra, so many people.
The energy of this whole place from ancient times until now, it's incredible.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Another thing that's incredible is the next song, which is I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss. I think it's incredible. It's one of the songs that I don't know anybody who hasn't danced with that song, hasn't sing out loud with the song, the lyrics. How did you come up with working with Kiss? And I guess that until the time rock bands and hard rock bands didn't want anyone from outside to write songs for them.
Well, it's not writing for, it's writing with.
With, yeah.
And collaborating on music. I don't know why the critics invented this idea that whoever is singing has to be singing exactly the truth of their lives, what they went through, and if somebody else is contributing, then it's not true. I mean, that's something critics invented, because before in the 40s and the 50s, people sang the most beautiful songs by George Gershwin and, you know, Irving Berlin. They all sang the same songs. And so that was something that happened after the Beatles. So then, you know, that kind of made it very difficult, because some bands are fantastic, but they're not the strongest writers. And so just like they would use an engineer or a producer or a roadie, I mean, they call me the hit maker to the stars. Because like the hairdresser to the stars. And so I'm there to help.
Yes.
I'm there to help bring out the story, the inner life of the artist that's singing.
How did you meet with Kiss? And you said the story about you were playing somewhere with your band back then. And
my band, which was a pop vocal band, Desmond Child and Rouge, and we had posters all over New York City for years, you know, as we were trying to make it. And Paul Stanley finally came to see us because he had seen a new poster of ours, and he saw this gorgeous god of handsomeness, which was me, and these three dark-haired Latina beauties around me. And he came to see us at a little club called Trax. And before we went on, he slipped in backstage and he introduced himself. And we were like, oh my God, Paul Stanley of Kiss. And he said, oh, you know, I just wanted to let you know that George Harrison of the Beatles is in the audience. He's in the first table. And I peeked around the corner, around the curtain, and it was like, I almost had a heart attack. There he was. So it's like, I'm singing for one of the Beatles. This is so crazy. And so after the show, Paul came backstage and he said, you know, why don't we try writing a song together? And the first time that we sat down to write, we wrote a song called I Was Made for Loving You.
The first time?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the next song, because first time and you wrote this song?
Yes.
Okay, next one, please. Καλεσμένη στη μεγάλη αυτή συναυλία είναι και η Rasmus. Rasmus is one of your guests underneath the Acropolis.
Yes, the Rasmus and Greece and me, we have a very special relationship because I met them for the first time at the Athens airport, and they came on the helicopter with us to go to Folegandros.
Okay.
And so we have this amazing picture of us all in front of the helicopter, and we were there, Curtis and our surrogate mother Angela and the two boys. I mean, it was fantastic. I don't know how we all didn't, you know, make that helicopter crash from the weight of all of us and our luggage, really. And we decided to write one song a day.
Okay.
And we said, let's write an whole entire album in 10 days. And we wrote their, you know, kind of masterpiece album, Black Roses.
Yes.
One of the singles from it, Living in a World Without You, is one of my favorite songs. When it starts, it's so triumphant, it's so elegant, it's like a pageant. And I got a chance to write with Laudi again last summer in Folegandros. He flew all the way from Hawaii, took him 2 days to spend 3 days, and we wrote two songs. One of them, Jezebel, won the Finnish Eurovision.
Okay.
And went straight to number one, and, you know, we have now started writing more and more songs. So I'm so excited about my relationship with them. And they were so nice to offer to come and play in the show.
It's a good cause anyway, so I guess it's a very motivating.
I think that everybody that's coming to the show wants to add their voices to the cry for the reunification of the Parthenon sculptures to Greece. And it's very dear to my heart, you know, because I feel that when you go to see these sculptures, they're alive. They give you goosebumps. And you know, we're going to be there for a, you know, not for the greater glorification of me. We're there for something for Greece and for the world. Because when people understand the seriousness of, you know, cultural heritage icons like that, and how important it is that they're in their home country and where they were born, I think that's a good example for the whole world.
Yes, it is. You Give Love a Bad Name, αυτή ήταν η Bon Jovi. Ένα από τα τραγούδια που έχει γράψει ο Desmond Child. Desmond is one of your songs.
Yes, Bon Jovi was touring with Kiss in Europe, and Paul and John made friends, and Paul, who's a mentor of mine, suggested that Bon Jovi work with me. And so when they got back to the United States, I got a call from this kid, John Bon Jovi. So I went to New Jersey, and I had a title in my back pocket, literally on a little piece of paper in my back pocket, You Give Love a Bad Name. And when I said, well, I have this title, I saw the billion-dollar smile. It was all teeth from end to end. And I said, oh my God, this kid is a star. And, you know, Richie Sambora was there, and John had a title from a previous song called Shot Through the Heart. So none of us are ashamed of using our own ideas mm-hmm. many times in different songs. And in that particular case, we wrote the song, honestly, I don't think it was more than an hour it took us to write that song. It just all flowed out. And we had a chemistry, just instant chemistry. And you know, that chemistry continues to this day.
Great. And we were talking about Aerosmith a few moments ago, and there's a song of yours that Dude Looked Like a Lady. It's a great title. It's a very clever title. And it was at the moment that no other band like this one, like Aerosmith, would sing something like that.
The day I met Aerosmith for the first time, I walked in to this ginormous warehouse where they had the stage set up, and they were working off in a little corner, and they were working with a backwards loop, na 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 na. And Steven started singing, "Cruising for the ladies, da 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 da, cruising for." And they asked me, "Well, what do you think of that?" I said, "That's really bad." And you know, it was the very first thing I said. That's bad.
Okay.
And so Joe crossed his arms and he's looking at me sideways. And then Steven, who's more of a kind of people pleaser, said, "Well, when I first started singing that riff, I was singing, 'Dude Looks Like a Lady.'" And I said, "Stop. That's a smash hit title." Then Joe said, "But we don't know what that means." I said, "I'm gay. I know what that means. Go with me on this." And we told a great story about a guy who goes into a bar on the shore. Her picture graced the grime on the door. And he falls in love with the performer on the stage. And then he goes backstage, and she pulls out her gun and tries to blow him away. And the irony of it is that he doesn't run away. He accepts that he likes what he sees.
Okay, yeah.
So in the second verse, it says, "Never judge a book by its cover, or who you're gonna love by your lover." So we anticipated the transgender movement by 37 years. And the beautiful thing about the song is that, you know, he says, "My funky lady, I like it, like it, like it, like that." And so it's a song about acceptance of diversity, and it's a celebration of life. And you know, I think that's why the song has endured.
Desmond Child rocks the Parthenon, is in Avlia τη Δευτέρα, για concert on Monday underneath the Acropolis with many guests.
Yes, I'm so excited. Desmond Child rocks the Parthenon, and that concept came about because I was speaking with my good friend Phoebus. He's one of the most genius songwriter producers of Greece, and he loves my music. And when he was a little kid, he was listening to my music. So he said, "Let's do a concert of all of your songs, like a tribute with an orchestra under the Parthenon." And then I said, "You know what? Let's do this for the Parthenon."
Yeah, great.
And that's when I was, you know, inspired to ask all of these artists to come and lend their voices to the cry, the global cry for the reunification of the Parthenon sculptures to Greece.
So you asked for "We Will Rock You Back When" because it's one of your favorite songs.
Well, I've always loved Freddie Mercury, and I've always loved Queen, and it's just so ironic because, you know, I didn't even put two and two together that when I was young and all that, that the band was called Queen and he was gay. I don't know why I had those two things separate in my mind, but I got a chance to work on a song called Kings and Queens.
So you have everything.
With Ava Max. So there'll be lots of queens on that stage next Monday night.
Okay. Great.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone. Baby, you're not dancing on your own. Can live without.
Ένευκο 87,7, Ava Max και Kings and Queens, ένα τραγούδι που έχει γράψει ο Desmond Child. Desmond, thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you so much for this concert on Monday.
Yes, I'm
in advance.
Yes, thank you. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here in Greece. It's our second home. And you know what's so great? My sons, who are now 20, they're working in the production at Spicy Events. And it's actually, you know, the first time they've ever worked at anything. And they're doing a fantastic job. And everyone will be astounded by the set created by Fokas Evangelinos with his crew, his design team. Something that's never been seen before in the Herodian.
It's a one lifetime opportunity to.
It's a one night only, once in a lifetime event for the, you know, special cause, the just cause of the return of the Parthenon sculptures.
So, Desmond, thank you so much for your music. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And looking forward for your show on Monday.
Thank you so much.